Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This Tale Story Club members goes out to my beloved listener BoomMan767, who wrote to me at ivy@gokidgo.com requesting a story about the Muffin Man. This story is guaranteed to make BoomMan767 and all of you listening today think twice before taking a bite of a sweet muffin. It's a tale I call The Muffin Man. Bakersville is a funny little town. You may have heard of it. After all, it's world famous for its delicious muffins, and there was a time when people traveled from near and far to taste the mouth-watering muffins of Bakersville. Of course, anything that tasted as amazing as the muffins of Bakersville should have been suspect from the get-go. After all, these muffins tasted otherworldly. Everyone should have suspected that there was a spooky secret in Bakerville's muffin mix, but hey, when something tastes that good, you just don't want to believe that there's anything off about it. So when 12-year-old Sam and his younger sister Mandy moved to Bakersville with their parents, they were thrilled! Yummy, yummy, in our tummies! They squealed from the backseat of their parents' Volvo station wagon as they pulled into their new home for the first time. Sam and Mandy had a lot to look forward to, after all. Their father had landed a job at the town's popular muffin bakery, the Muffin Mansion, and that meant that they would get to taste the world-famous muffins all the time. But as they settled into their new home in the coming weeks, Sam and Mandy couldn't help but notice that the townspeople of Bakersville seemed, well, a little weird. They were all mysterious and not very friendly.
"Shouldn't everyone be smiling?" Mandy asked Sam. "I mean, Bakersville is one of the most delicious towns on the planet, but everyone here looks, well, miserable."
Sam shrugged. "I don't know, Mandy. I mean, it's strange for sure, but maybe it's like people who work at ice cream shops. They get sick of dealing with ice cream all day, and so they can't even look at ice cream when they aren't at work, let alone eat it. Maybe the muffins here actually make the people who live in Bakersville feel grossed out and upset."
"That's the silliest thing I ever heard," Mandy said. "I'm going to eat muffins every day forever and ever now that I live here. And I can tell you right now that if I worked in an ice cream shop, I'd be the happiest person alive. In fact, that's exactly what I'll do when I'm older."
Sam just smiled and shrugged.
A few days later, Sam overheard their neighbors whispering in hushed tones about the Muffin Man. Curious, Sam decided to ask his parents about it at dinner that night.
"Mom? Dad? Who is the Muffin Man?" Sam asked.
His parents exchanged glances, looking a bit uneasy.
"Well, Sam, the Muffin Man is an old legend in this town," his father began.
Some say he's a magical baker who created the original muffin recipe that made Bakersville famous. Others believe he's a mischievous spirit that haunts the Muffin Mansion Bakery where I work at night.
Mandy's eyes widened. Does he really haunt the bakery, Daddy?
No, sweetheart, it's just a silly story. Don't worry about it, their mother reassured her.
That night, as Sam and Mandy lay in bed, they couldn't stop thinking about the Muffin Man. Sam had always been fascinated by mysteries and the supernatural, and he decided that he would uncover the truth about the Muffin Man once and for all.
The following day, Sam asked his new friend Mark, a Bakersville local, about the legend. Mark lowered his voice and told Sam that every night at midnight, the Muffin Man would appear in the bakery's kitchen, baking his signature spooky muffins. These muffins were no ordinary treats. They had the power to control the minds of those who consumed them.
Are you serious? Sam asked, incredulous, almost laughing at the absurdity of Mark's claim.
I swear.
Mark looked really serious. My cousin actually saw the Muffin Man once when he snuck into the bakery at night, Mark whispered, looking around nervously. But don't go looking for him, Sam. Please, it's dangerous.
Despite Mark's warning, Sam's curiosity was piqued, and he couldn't resist the urge to investigate. He knew he couldn't do it alone, and that Mark wouldn't help him. So he enlisted the help of his little sister Mandy, who was equally intrigued by Bakersville's legendary Muffin Man.
The siblings devised a plan to sneak into the Muffin Mansion Bakery at midnight, hoping to catch a glimpse of the fabled Muffin Man. Armed with flashlights and walkie-talkies, they set off on their daring adventure. As the clock struck midnight, Sam and Mandy crept through the dark, empty streets of Bakersville. They reached the Muffin Mansion and slipped through the back door, which was unlocked.
Sam, it's really weird that the door isn't locked, Mandy whispered.
Sam just put a finger to his lips, signaling for Mandy to be quiet.
Shh.
They crept inside. The bakery was shrouded in darkness, and the air was thick with the scent of freshly baked muffins.
Sam led the way, his flashlight casting eerie shadows on the walls. They tiptoed through the bakery, their hearts pounding with a mix of fear and excitement. As they neared the kitchen, they heard the unmistakable sound of someone or something baking. Peeking around the corner, they saw him, the Muffin Man. He was tall and thin, with long, bony fingers and a tattered apron. His eyes were hollow sockets that seemed to glow with an otherworldly light. The Muffin Man moved gracefully around the kitchen, his bony fingers working skillfully as he mixed the ingredients for his enchanted muffins. He hummed a haunting tune that sent chills down Sam and Mandy's spines. Sam pulled Mandy down behind a large stack of flour bags. Their hearts raced as they hid, watching the Muffin Man work.
What should we do? Mandy whispered, her voice shaking with fear.
Sam thought for a moment. We need to find out what he's putting in those muffins, Mandy. Whatever it is clearly more powerful than flour and sugar, and I have a feeling this baker is bad news. Maybe we can figure out a way to stop him and save the town.
As the Muffin Man placed a fresh batch of muffins into the oven, Sam and Mandy seized their opportunity. They scurried away from their position behind the flour bags across the kitchen and ducked behind a counter. On the counter, they found a tattered old recipe book, its pages stained and worn with age. Flipping through the pages, Sam found the recipe for the Muffin Man's spooky muffins.
Look at this, Mandy, Sam whispered. The secret ingredient is a rare enchanted flower called the Ghost Orchid. It says here that the flower grants the Muffin Man the power to control minds when he chooses to. Every time anyone eats one of his muffins, he's able to read their minds. So everyone just has to pray that when they eat a Bakersville muffin, it's made by someone like our dad and not the evil Muffin Man. Mandy gasped.
We have to find that flower, the Ghost Orchid, and destroy it.
As they formulated a plan, the oven timer dinged, and the Muffin Man pulled out a fresh batch of steaming, sinister muffins. He carefully placed them on a cooling rack, and then, with a flourish, he reached over to a wicked-looking plant, the Ghost Orchid, and sprinkled a handful of its powerful petals over the muffins. A glow enveloped the treats, and the Muffin Man let out a sinister laugh.
Sam and Mandy knew that they had to act fast. They waited until the Muffin Man left the kitchen to gather more ingredients. Then they sprang into action. "Quick, Mandy, grab the ghost orchid and meet me by the back door," Sam instructed. As Mandy snatched the enchanted flower, Sam scooped up the tray of spooky muffins and raced toward the door. Mandy followed close behind, clutching the precious flower tightly in her hands. Just as they reached the door, the Muffin Man reappeared, his eyes blazing with anger.
"Stop, you meddling children!"
he shouted, his voice echoing through the dark bakery. But Sam and Mandy didn't hesitate. They burst through the door and sprinted down the dark streets, the Muffin Man's enraged cries echoing behind them. As they reached the safety of their home, Sam and Mandy knew that they couldn't keep the ghost orchid in Bakersville. They decided that the only way to save the Bakersville people was to destroy the enchanted flower and break the Muffin Man's sinister control over them. Sam and Mandy gathered wood and built a small fire in their backyard. They placed the ghost orchid in the center of the flames and watched as the petals withered and blackened. As the last petal turned to ash, a chilling wind swept through the yard, extinguishing the fire and leaving the siblings shivering in the darkness. Suddenly, the Muffin Man emerged from the shadows, his eyes glowing with rage.
"You foolish children,"
he snarled.
"You may have destroyed my precious ghost orchid, but I'll make sure you never forget the Muffin Man."
With a wave of his bony hand, he cast a dark curse upon Sam and Mandy. Their bodies began to shudder uncontrollably as they felt a strange force taking hold in their minds. The Muffin Man cackled maniacally and disappeared into the night, leaving the siblings trapped under his malevolent spell. Desperate to break free from the Muffin Man's grasp and lose their damaging headaches, Sam and Mandy began researching ancient spells and incantations. They discovered that the only way to lift the curse was to recite an ancient chant beneath the light of a full moon. So on the night of the next full moon, Sam and Mandy ventured into the eerie darkness of Bakersville Cemetery. They stood in the moonlight, their hearts pounding with fear, and began to desperately recite the ancient chant. As they spoke the final words, an ethereal light enveloped them, and the Muffin Man's curse was lifted. But the siblings soon realized that their victory had come at a cost. The Muffin Man's spirit had been released from his earthly form, and now he haunted the town of Bakersville, forever lurking in the shadows and not just behind the stove of the Muffin Mansion Bakery. Though the townspeople were freed from the Muffin Man's mind control, the spooky figure became a permanent part of Bakersville's history. To this day, children in the town are warned to beware of the Muffin Man and his ghostly presence as he seeks forever to reclaim his lost power. Whew. I don't know about you, beloved listeners, but this is the first scary story ever that's made me consider giving up a muffin and picking up something natural like an apple or orange instead. Too bad it's the school bake fair coming up. Ugh, I just know I'm gonna cave and risk it all for one of my teacher's epic blueberry muffins. You know what I mean, right, Boomman767? If you have requests like Boomman767, reach out to me at ivy@gokidgo.com, and I'll share your scary idea by weaving a wicked tale for all the Story Club members. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right, you can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.